Today is the 11th annual National Women and Girls HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. The organizer of today's event is the Office of Women's Health, a division of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in Washington. WAMC News spoke with Marty Bond, the Senior Public Health Advisor in the Office of Women's Health, for more information on National Women's and Girls HIV/AIDS Awareness Day.
It's an annual nationwide observance, and it is to shed light on the increasing impact of HIV/AIDS on women and girls. Our office leads the observance. We're in our 11th year, and our theme this year is the best defense is a good offense, all about prevention. We want women and girls to love themselves and put their best defense into play.
When AIDS began some 30 years ago, when the public first began to know about this disease and what it seemed it was strictly men, mostly gay men. Now, women and girls, that's certainly been part of it for many years, but I think some people might be surprised and think that it's also affecting girls.
You're absolutely right, Brian. Right now, we know that women and girls represent 226,000 of the HIV positive, the figure of HIV positive women and girls. Youth between the ages of 13 to 24 account for an estimated 26% of new infections in the U.S. since 2010. What we also know is that young girls are more likely to be at risk with risky behavior, multiple anonymous partners, and unprotected sex.
Is that pretty much the same numbers from women as well?
Staggering numbers. In fact, among women of color, we have 60% of the new infections among African-American women and women of color since 2013. In fact, they're more likely to be infected 20 times higher than those of white women.
What are some of the events that are planned for this HIV Awareness Day for women and girls? What specifically will be happening?
Well, specifically in the Washington, D.C. area, because you're speaking to me in Washington, D.C., our National Women and Girls HIV/AIDS Awareness Day will be celebrated at the Sylvan Theater, and then we'll be coming to our main office here at HHS at 200 Independence Avenue. But we're fortunate to have supporters and partners across the country that have community events. There's community testing. And in fact, on our website, womenshealth.gov, we talk about some of those events. But I think critical to this conversation, your listeners might want to know that they can get information by going to gettested.cdc.gov. And I understand you're also in the New York area. There are over 100 testing sites, in Boston over 57, and certainly several in the Vermont area.
Has AIDS and HIV, I don't want to say it's been forgotten, but it was front and center during the 80s and into the 90s. Perhaps we don't pay as much attention to it as we used to. Is that true?
I would agree with you. I do think that the critical issue now, and particularly one of the areas that the Office on Women's Health focuses on, is getting the word out to women and girls how to protect themselves. We want to empower them to make the best choice when it comes to sex. And we know that the statistics right now show us that they need to understand that there are simple, effective steps to protect themselves from getting HIV infection.
Marty Bond is the Senior Public Health Advisor in the Office of Women's Health, which is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. For more on National Women and Girls HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, the website is womenshealth.gov.